This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, Cavaliers, keep the streak alive. Get the papers. Get the papers.
Guys want to do that conversation on me?
114-106 as they held off the pesky JV basketball players from the Philadelphia 76ers as Donovan Mitchell. Could you believe, Kenny, he was chasing his first ever triple-double? Wasn't that kind of a surprise?
Didn't you just assume?
Well, he didn't have it. He didn't get it.
Well, I mean, that would have been his first ever?
Didn't that kind of surprise
you? Yes. I was watching on mute. I had no idea.
Like, of all the guys, like, Donovan Mitchell seems like, especially when he had to play point guard last year, you're like, oh, he could play point guard. When, remember, Darius was so bad at times last year where we were kind of debating, like, should Donovan just play point? Because he looked like a fantastic version of it. He was able to play make. He was able to distribute. He wasn't ball hogging. Like, he was getting guys involved. And so for him not to have a triple-double, I think is a stunner. Maybe it's a 2 second trivia question in the future, because I would have just assumed not only does he have a triple double, I would have thought double digit easily.
Yeah.
So he was chasing a little bit last night, and after the game, he actually had to issue an apology.
I'm not going to lie. It's been 8 years, but that's out of character. That's not me. That's why I didn't get it. That's so you don't get rewarded for not being yourself. Selfish moment. You know what I mean? And we all have those moments, but I apologize to Cavs fans, to my teammates. That won't happen again. It's not me. And that's why I didn't get it, because I tried to go do something selfish. It wasn't selfish, like I've been preaching myself.
Has Donovan ever met Ricky Davis? Point, counterpoint, sir. Who's now a high school basketball coach.
Okay, I only know that because I looked him up yesterday, because yesterday was the anniversary not of him chasing the stats. Yesterday was the anniversary, 20-year anniversary of him dunking over Steve Nash. And it was one of great moments. I was in.
I'm going to YouTube it.
Was it 2004?
Yeah, that'd be 20 years ago.
But that doesn't. Now I'm thinking the years don't make sense, because he wasn't. Was he on the Cavs that year?
That would have been.
Was that the LeBron?
Ricky Davis dunks on Steve Nash, all angles.
That was
my God.
Dunk.
I forgot about that.
I'm getting my dates mixed up.
Goodness.
When was it? Do you have the year, Kenny? Yesterday
November 13th, 2002.
Okay,
so 22 years ago.
Yeah, I was at Ohio State. That was awesome. They lost that game. Dirk was in that game. That was Dirk and Nash. Did they have Fidley? That was a good team. That was a really good team. Anyway.
Ricky Davis.
The stat chasing
thing. On the launch pad, throwing it down.
I feel like nobody has a problem with him chasing a triple-double. Like, he did admit the basketball gods intervened. The famous basketball gods. Never forget that argument. With former radio show hosts going after it in the afternoon. Basketball
weird
got...
Argument. Weird argument.
But he's admitting it. Donovan Mitchell's like, I should have known. Going for that, that's not how you do it.
Well, even after he makes this cross-court pass to Evan, he puts his hands on his head like, what am I doing?
Right.
I've lost control of myself for a minute.
That's how much fun these guys are having, by the way, right now.
Yeah.
That they even have time to think about that and the consequences of what's going on. A Cavaliers shot 40%. Had they not, they absolutely would have lost that game. They were 16 of 40, and that's really been the theme. And this is something very interesting, because we haven't even talked about Max Strus. When they get Max Strus back in the lineup, they're already shooting the ball as well as they are. And this is the formula to beat a team in a series like the Boston Celtics. We already know about defense. You got to play defense. Well, they will. They're going to be a really good, healthy, they're going to be a really good defensive team. But can they shoot this well to keep up with the Joneses? And they are. They're like the best shooting team of all time to this point. And last night, the three balls came in. I mentioned Okoro, 3 of 6 from three-point range. Obviously, Donovan had those daggers in the fourth. He finished 5 of 13. He took a bunch of them. But Dean Wade, 2 of 5. George Niang, 2 of 6. He had a big one. Ty Jerome, 2 of 2. And Garland finally had an off three-point shooting night. He was just 1 of 4. But then he was efficient in everything else. He was 10 of 16. So they are just shooting the ball so well. And people keep asking, where does Kenny Atkinson come in? Where's the credit? It is pretty clear his offenses, the reason they've been even dynamic when he was the coach of the Brooklyn Nets, they didn't have the talent that they have here and now. He puts defenders in really tough spots. And to have them be this buttoned up with their execution this early in the season is pretty incredible.
Yeah, they are. It is. I mean, if they were off to like a 5-0 start, we'd say these things. If they're off to a 10-0 start, we'd really be wondering if we're still saying these things. Like, I know that the third quarters before last night weren't necessarily altogether wonderful. They scored 34 last night. The shooting was better. For the most part, it's been better with Kenny Atkinson. I think that is one of the changes, that they've come out stronger in the third quarter for out of the 13 games. I'd say 10 out of the 13 games they've come out stronger in the third quarter. They've been better there. It's the shooting. I think it's partly because you have Dean Wade, who it came off the bench last night. I understand that. But you have Dean Wade, who's able to come in and stretch out the floor. I don't think that Max Strus does the same thing. And I think when Max Strus comes back, remember, he played in 70 games. I think he started all 70 games last year.
Yeah, he did.
So in the games that he played. I think Max Strus should come off the bench when he comes back. Now, you would naturally probably bring him back because of the injury. I think it's a little bit more severe than what people are saying.
But when he's finally healthy.
But when he's finally healthy, I really think his place here might be not like he's an afterthought and forgotten about. I certainly think he has his place, but I don't think I would start him. It's been 13 games. By the time he plays again, will it be 20?
All yeah, right, well,
that's a quarter of the season. Like, I got to do what's best for the team. They're proving right now they can get up and down the floor. They've created the natural space. The wing is Dean Wade as of right now. You asked whether or not they would start Jared Allen. You know, Isaac was great offensively and defensively last night. I know people look at the box score and it's only 9. For Isaac, that's great. I would probably leave Max Strus to come in off the bench when he comes back.
He was a bench player for the Heat for most of his run there, but in the playoffs, and the playoffs that got us, even though he didn't shoot well in the playoffs, when they went as deep as they did, he was starting every single game for them. So Kenny Atkinson last night talked about why a game like that was good for them.
I think it also keeps us humble. You're supposed to come in here, they're down, oh, you're 12-0, you're going to beat them by 20, and it's not how it works in the NBA. So, and we saw a lot of different things. We saw blitz tonight, we saw zone. Good game for us to see a lot of different things.
Now, obviously, we haven't lost a game yet, so we don't know what Kenny Atkinson sounds after a loss, but I did notice.
What if he totally freaks out after the first loss?
And blames the refs.
Hey, blames the refs, starts calling out their manhood. I mean, just goes right after his own team.
Goes after politics, and it's just a completely different Kenny Atkinson.
Yep.
I have noticed, and people brought it up yesterday when we were talking about the difference between Bickerstaff, and they're like, it's so refreshing not to have somebody complain every game about the officiating.
He gets up
and
there.
And woe is me.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking something different, because now he gets up there in the dais. You guys think I'm Steve Kerr? Well, how about this? And he just goes the other way. Like, oh, okay. Well, there is one difference then.
It has been awesome. We'll see. Maybe we'll never have to hear him after a loss. Maybe they just keep this thing going forever. Yesterday, big conversation around Cleveland and even around the NFL. I did notice getting some national runs.
Tell me more.
The Jed conversation about a business decision. Well, Kevin Stefanski backed his guy up a little bit.
I talked to Jed. It was a poor choice of words. I know the connotation of business decision. That's not how he meant it. Did not feel like he was near 100% to help us. But poor choice of words, and he understands that.
Do you not love football if you don't know what business decision really means? 216-474-0092.
What are you insinuating there?
Let me put it right back on Jed Wills. Are you really that in tune with the game if you don't know what business decision really means?
Well, should Jed get a do-over? Should he be able to address the media again to explain his way out of this? Or is it probably too little, too late? I do think there are times where athletes use terms that maybe aren't the same as the media or segments of the fan base. Language is not necessarily universal in how we use it.
Fair point.
You got baseball players that use translators that do know some English, but they don't want to screw it up. They don't want to make the mistake of maybe what Jed made in this case. Does Jed need a translator? Should he said business decision and then had Kevin Stefanski right next to him and said, all right, what he means there is. How great would that
be? When have you ever gotten the truth from Kevin Stefanski at a press conference?
All right, who would be the guy? Would Rodney? Rodney tried to come in and explain away what Jed was saying.
Yeah, but then everybody got mad at what Rodney said.
Yep.
Deciding whether or not to have someone help you with your job, that's a business decision.
That's it for about last night.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.